Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hi, everybody. So happy to be here with you all today. I'm Jennifer B., and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour because we are going on a very important journey together. Today is about your ultimate life purpose. What are you here for? We're going to talk about taking inspired action steps, making your dreams and visions an actual reality. Certainly each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here exploring life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action in our life. The goal, our mission, is to help open the lock, clear the path, and see to it that you move forward. And thank you all very much for tuning in today. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, a very warm welcome to you. And as always, I hope everyone is tending to their mind, body, spirits equally well. We must remember to do this. And again, today, wow, we have such an important hour to share with you all. We're going to dive into a profoundly meaningful topic: how to find your life purpose at any age. And, okay, I have to say, as a life coach, the idea of your life purpose is extremely important to me. My belief is that we all have very unique talents, interests, and soul visions that we were born into this life with. Sometimes they're easy to see and pursue, and sometimes they're dramatically hidden from our eyes. And sometimes we can see them, but feel like they're impossibly far away, never to be touched or experienced by you. First off, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but there are many tricks to the trade in locating, planning for, and finally experiencing your unique purpose in life. For those Harry Potter fans, let's just say for those Harry Potter fans out there, imagine being accepted into the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. At whatever age you are right now, you could be 23, 55, 79, doesn't matter, whatever age you are right now. Imagine walking up to the castle steps and standing in front of those enormous and very heavy castle double doors. Yes, you've been chosen, and you get to walk through those gates. You just have to solve one riddle first. It's a question. And more than likely, there are at least five different acceptable answers to it. What is your life purpose? Now, maybe you can relate to this better. I'm sure you are all a fan of human transformation. Imagine you are standing in front of a beautifully ornate, very large golden switch attached to a perfectly round white building in the middle of a natural, lush, forested area. Standing in front of this switch, it is revealed to you that by turning this switch on, you will energetically open every human being's mind and heart on the planet, thereby waking them up to who they really are. Which means by flicking this switch, everyone becomes instantly enlightened. You just have to solve one riddle first. It's a question, and more than likely there are at least 5 different acceptable answers to it. What is your life purpose? So let's get to answering this riddle. Let's talk about this. Michael Becker is here with me again today. I'm so happy about this. I mean, this is the kind of dialogue that is far too interesting to have by yourself. So welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. As always, I'm happy to be on the show with you. But again, today is one of those topics that for me is gets to the core of being human, of living our lives. And so I'm just eager to get into solving the puzzle. And you've laid it out very nicely, by the way.
Isn't it true, though? We talk about what is our life purpose, but it's really so many people at some point in time in their life, they're asking the question, why am I here? But I have to say, there are some who aren't asking that question. I do realize that. And those individuals, maybe they can be entertained by listening, but I'm talking to the individuals out there that are asking the question. And so, first off, as some of you know me, I always want to make sure we are all starting on the same level of understanding, starting at the same gate before diving into any solutions. And when I talk about a life purpose, wow, first, purpose, I'm going to say it this way. Purpose is the conscious choice of what, where, and how to make a positive contribution to your world. It is your personal design, your theme of life, the quality, your passions, your desires that you choose to center your life around. And I always, of course, ask the question, what is the center of your life right now? That's so very important. And really today, Michael and I are going to talk about what the coaching aspect, because many teachers, many coaches, many mentors talk about this in this way. There are a number of processes that people are taken through to really discover their life purpose. But there are some key components that really matter that we must pay attention to that often aren't talked about again out loud. And so, again, clearly, again, many teachers, life coaches, mentors talk about finding what you're passionate about and then pursuing it, doing it, spend your time on it. And discovering what holds your unique attention, your passionate attention, the reason this is usually the starting place is because putting your attention on something that you have passion for is the trigger. It's the trigger to accessing your unlimited power source, which we all have. We just don't talk about it much, but we all have it. We've all experienced it. We just often don't label it. We don't identify it. And so that unlimited power source in each of us, it's a place where we feel alive, full of vital energy, and gifted in the art of creativity. The bottom line is that if you just access this place more often, you would be happier, more content, and understand what feeling utterly fulfilled is like. That's something that's very important as well. And here's the absolute first key, of course, and I want to make sure I have a chance to cover these very important components, which is to move your life in this direction. First, which is the most important, is for it to matter whether or not you find and live your life purpose, you have to decide. Decidere. Most people in Latin, the word decide is decidere. It means to cut off. So when you've decided something, you have cut off other options because you're going in a certain direction. And so when I say that you must decide that you matter. I know it's, again, maybe cliche, maybe it doesn't sound that important, but it is the most important thing to what we're about to talk about today, that you matter to yourself, This decision has to go beyond your intellect, beyond just saying it is so. Your mind, your words, your behavior, your actions have to show that you believe that you matter. This is really where real success starts. And also, I have to say, because it's so incredibly important, when you decide that you matter that much and you start behaving that way, I cannot express to you strongly enough in words how great effect that has on people around you, because they learn from this. And so it is one of the absolute keys that you have to start with, and you have to ask yourself, and how much in fact that occurs for you. So there's a couple of other items here I'm going to mention, and then we're really going to dive into some of the important how to identify those invisible forces working against you so you can indeed find your life purpose. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to get back to that. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we are talking about finding your life purpose at any age, and I do mean that at any age. And so we were just talking about the absolute first critical, most foundational piece that you must think about, everybody must think about, which is how much do you matter to yourself? And again, I can't stress how important this is, but putting everyone's attention on it for a moment and thinking about it really can lift that level in which you operate by just simply putting your attention on that very point. And the next item really that is so important is it's simple. How much do you want it? This is a big one. How deep is your desire to find and live your life purpose? So many of us, and we've all been there, which is being in survival mode versus thriving mode. Very big. We get caught up in where our life takes us because of circumstances, conditions, people around us, responsibilities. We let that get to a place where it literally pushes us into certain directions that we're almost unconscious in a sense where we're on autopilot and we're moving forward and we're not thinking about it because, again, the survival condition of life has taken us away. But really, if you take a look at how much do you want to find your life purpose, how much do you want to experience on a daily basis something that you have passion for, how badly do you want that? That's a huge question you need to answer for yourself. Forget all the conditions and all the excuses, all of the circumstances. Simply answer the question in a very pure form. The next item was, how much do you believe that there are resources around you that can help you? This is extremely important for everyone when you're pursuing your path because most people believe they don't have what they need. Money, time, freedom. There are so many pieces that many people immediately go to as to why the conditions exist that they, in fact, cannot either go look for their life purpose or maybe they know what it could be, but they simply can't pursue it because of the conditions around them. Well, I'm here to share with you that there are resources. If you don't know the answer, someone does around you. You always need to realize that the perfect answers come from the most unexpected places. Always remember that. The perfect answers come from the most unexpected places. And if you don't look for them and expect that, that's when it's going to take a long time for them to come. But if you expect that and make sure that you're communicating to those around you, you're going to find resources that you would never have imagined. I guarantee this because I've seen it happen over and over and over again. But the big obstacle for some is you simply have to ask for help. You have to ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. I can't tell you that enough because so many people simply don't. And the last piece before, really, I'm so anxious for Michael to bring out and share with all of you some of the critical points that he's worked with people so often on in terms of looking and finding for their passion, looking for the passion and finding their passion, rather, is how honest are you able to be with yourself? This is really big, everyone, for everyone. This may seem unnecessary to ask, but the reality is that our minds have come up with stories that we've told ourselves so often that we think they are our truth when they're really not. Be willing to really listen to your heart so that you can hear the real truth, not the stories that are playing over and over again in your mind. That's extremely important. And the bigger question here is that many people fear sharing your true self with others. You need to take a look at that. Everyone needs to take a look at that. I know how hard that is. I've been around people in my life in the past where I was not willing to share my true self. I was afraid. I questioned who I was. I questioned how I was thinking and feeling around those other individuals. So I simply didn't share that. And so I know what that feels like. And the key is you've got to let that fear go and be who you really are. Be more comfortable with that. And so, Michael, I really am anxious for you to be able to share what some of the key issues that individuals seek when they're looking for their life purpose when you've worked with them.
Yeah, that's gigantic, because when I work with people and over the years, which have been many people, it kind of comes down to the same kind of things all the time. And you've already touched on them, which is we all have these beliefs and fears that we carry within ourselves that have been developed over our lifetimes, that we don't even understand how much they limit us and how many issues we have around them of why we don't do the things we want to do. And finding your life purpose is so fundamental to being happy in life. And I see that, again, from the countless people I've worked with, that many, many people are doing things, very busy, very active, but they're not doing the things or the thing that they really want to be doing. And then when I ask why not, I get literally dozens of reasons why that can't happen. And a lot of it has to do around money. It has to do with other resources. I don't have the skills. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the information. And so what I do with people is try to get them out of that mindset, you know, the limitation fear mindset, by asking them a relatively simple, at least at first, question that really gets to the heart of answering the life purpose question. And the question is this: if money wasn't an issue, you knew you couldn't fail, there were absolutely no limitations on what you could do, no one would judge you, the people that mattered to you would support you completely, and no one would be mad at you or criticize you in any way, if all these things were absolutely true, what would you do? Or
right.
Put another way, what direction would you take your life in? Those are, I mean, that is a profound kind of question that really gets to the heart of who you really are by attempting at least to cut through the limitations you have set up for yourself. And I think that if you start thinking about that question and start answering that question, it will go a long way to take you in that direction where you start to feel a sense of knowledge about your purpose and a sense of energy around your purpose. But again, sometimes I say this to people, you know, it's not always about looking for the answers. I think first you have to be asking the right questions.
Right.
And that's what I try to do with people, I try to work with. And, you know, it's a series of things. It's not just what I just mentioned, but it's things like, what are you naturally curious about? What are your interests? Other questions like, what would you like to change about the world? When you think about that question. And so what I'm getting at is that sometimes it's the quality of the question that's going to give you the quality answer that you're looking for.
Right.
But if we just keep rephrasing our issues and limitations, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I'm too busy, I'm too this, I'm too that, I don't have this, you're never going to get to it because you're not asking the right questions. You know, you're asking questions about lack and limitation, and that's not going to take you forward. So that's a huge, huge component to taking us forward.
Right, right. And that's what's so interesting is we all have a sense that we really know. If you ask yourself, I haven't found my life purpose, I've been looking for my life purpose, I don't know what it is, or I maybe know what it is, but I can't do it because of these multiple reasons. The key is that you really do know how some of the questions that you need to ask yourself. Those are very important questions. And part of the problem, however, is that if it were that easy to do by yourself, many, many people wouldn't be in the situation they're in right now.
Totally.
It's really important. And that's what you and I are talking about today, is that the idea of getting a mentor, a coach, a teacher, someone to simply get you kickstarted in this direction is so critically important. Even if it's a good friend that you're asking to assist you in this realm and act as a mentor, coach, or guide in some way, it's really very, very important. Hire a coach for an hour just to get you kick-started in this direction, because there are some key components that really takes a couple of minds, two individual minds coming together to really blow away some of the fog, because it's simply is difficult to do it by yourself. And so that's why, again, we're talking about this today. It's a very, very important topic. And there are also, along with, of course, you know, going through the foundation, getting yourself to a place where you matter, you've decided you indeed want it bad enough, you decided that the possibility that the resources do exist, you just have to open your mind to that fact, and you're going to be honest. You're going to be as honest as you can. Then there's some very key questions that are something you need to think about. We're going to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the very important questions that need to be addressed for you to really open yourself up to the in the right way in asking the questions that some that are deep within you. So again, I'm Jennifer B. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio, and we are going to find out some really powerful questions when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about one of life's most interesting questions, your life purpose. What is it and how to start pursuing it? But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact us. You can reach us at our website at www.inspiredactionliving.com, and you can reach us at inspiredactionradio.com. Our email address is care, C-A-R-E, at inspiredactionliving.com. We, in fact, do respond to our email, so feel free to email us if you've got any kind of questions. And so, talking about our subject, which is your life purpose, that is so very important. And there are so many pieces to this puzzle that is very important to speak about out loud. A lot of these pieces are not talked so much about out loud. And that's the point, is that you can look at a lot of different questions to really help you discover what it is that you're here to do. But if you're not in the right place when you're asking those questions, it's going to be very difficult to come up with the proper answers, and simply it will take longer. So one common tool that many teachers and coaches utilize to help uncover passions and purpose are those particular questions. But a critical point is to remember, when faced with these questions, you must remember that you have to be able to look at yourself from the viewpoint of the four corners. Meaning, before you start to answer those questions, close your eyes and pull your attention outside of yourself for a moment. Take a look at yourself from this angle. Now, consider your attention viewing yourself from the sacred directions, north, south, east, west. Really, it's very, very important to pull yourself out of yourself. Look back. Look at yourself from all the four different directions. Because when you look at something from a different angle, you're going to get a different viewpoint. And it is absolutely critical that you do this with yourself. We don't often think about this. We don't try to do this. But it's very important. It's one of those myths that if you just start answering the questions, then you'll ultimately find the right answers. Well, this is true. If you're asking the right questions, you're going to come upon the right answers. But unless you've got the proper viewpoint, you're going to be interrupted by all the stories in your head that you've been telling yourself that you need to get away from for you to access the honest answer. And so the expected result of this, by doing it this way, is energetically, it puts you in an unbiased, open state of mind. It's a form of detachment that's really very powerful when done well for you to be able to answer the questions. And just to start off, there's a few questions I want to mention that are very, very important, which is, when, think about this, what is the most important experience, the profound experience you want someone else to experience when they interact with you? However that interaction is, whether it's related to home life, work, in service of, whatever that is, what experience do you want someone to have in that interaction with you? That's a very important question that you need to ask. Maybe it's just something that you want them to feel understood. Maybe it's that you want them to feel valued or honored. Or guided, or, you know, just simply uplifted. Think about that question. It's very important. The second very important question is that, what in your childhood did you lack? What kind of behaviors, quality, or guidance that you simply didn't get when you were a child? Because what you'll most likely realize is that the quality or whatever that was that you didn't receive enough of is a huge driver of your passion as an adult. What we didn't get enough of is again, what we've struggled to create for ourselves. So how do you feel when you're interacting with someone and you're helping them realize what you didn't get yourself? Think about that, because it's a big driver of our passion. And finally, what is your relationship with your future self? What relationship do you have with your future self? Do you have one at all? A very important question. It's also, I recently interviewed the world's leading authority on the science of hope. He talks about this in his book, Making Hope Happen. It's very important to have a connection to your future self, because hope is critical for you to actually pursue and achieve your life passion. It's very, very important. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. Critical, it absolutely is critical, because without that component, in other words, if you're feeling hopeless, it's a very difficult place to start from, almost impossible. But if you have some level of hope that says the future can be better than the present and I can make that happen, if you've got that level of hope, then really all things are possible and there aren't really many limitations. But you've got to have that.
Right. And being able to say that I'm going to do this for myself, my future self, that's 1 year from now. My future self 1 year from now. I care so much about that individual, myself, that I'm going to do this now for her or him. And that's critical, along with, very important key component to this, write a letter, which I've done. I actually am opening my future self letter in 2 months. I did this a year ago almost, is I wrote a letter to myself congratulating myself for what I've accomplished. And I'm looking forward to opening that tightly sealed letter in a couple of months here. But it's very, very it's actually fun to do, but it's also very exciting, because sometimes you don't even remember part of what you wrote. But write a letter, a note, some kind of message to yourself, seal it up in an envelope, have it secure for a year, and plan on your calendar to open it a year from now. Especially doing that with a group is really a powerful, powerful thing to do. And so, I have two really great questions too. When you're in that frame of mind that you need to ask yourself, when you've pulled yourself and you've visited the four corners, you've taken a look at yourself, also these very important questions. What if you were granted one favor in your life? You could have anything you want. That one favor, what would it be? That is so important to think about. So I'm just going to leave that there. What if you were granted one favor in your life? What would it be? The next question, if you have to name one thing you most regret about your life up to this point, what would it be? If you have to name one thing you most regret about your life up to this point, what would it be? Most people have that thought, whatever it is, it's just come immediately to them. Most people do. And here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to suggest this to you all, which is either do something about it, meaning you can fix it or pursue it in some way, create a plan of action that you can create whatever it is that maybe you regret not creating, or you've done something to something or a relationship with someone that you've broken and you need to fix. If you must, go fix it. If you must, go pursue it. Or let it go. Let it go. So that when a year from now, a month from now, if you ask yourself the same question, it doesn't come up anymore. You can and absolutely must give yourself permission to let it go, because that'll bring that up and you'll identify it and know that, okay, I can't have that there anymore. So you either do one or the other, either fix it or let it go. And that's absolutely critical to do. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
It sure is. I think you really hit it there. I mean, I think a lot of people don't look at that. You know, the idea of letting something go, it doesn't mean you're burying it, you're hiding it, you're running away from it. It just means you've looked at it and you realize that the best thing to do for you is to let it go and
right.
no longer put the time and energy into it and free up that time and energy to pursue what, you know, your heart's desire.
Right, right. It's just one of the issues, and the reason I say it this way is because most people, again, don't think about it a lot. It just sits back there and festers. And so the goal is to bring it up, pull it out, take a look at it as if there's, again, you're at the four corners. Remember, north, south, east, west. So you have a form of detachment to it. Now you can hold it out in your hand. Whatever that regret is, hold it in your hand as though you were holding a cup. And take a look at it from the four corners. Take a look at all the different angles of it. Just look at it from a detached point of view, no judgment, and decide that you're going to either do something about it by fixing it or pursuing it, or you're going to let it go. Poof, throw it up in the air, let it dissipate. Just let it go. And check yourself in a week, in a month, check yourself. And make sure that you've done that. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about several very important tips that really will help you on this journey to discover your purpose. Very, very important. And again, you can reach us at care@inspiredactionliving.com. Happy to answer your questions. So let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into some tips that'll be helpful to you right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are talking about living your purpose. And it is one of those very powerful life questions I know that we all have certainly worked with, we've pondered, we've dreamt about in our dreams, no doubt. And life, I know, sweeps us up and moves us down the river. And before we know it, so many years have gone by and we realize we either haven't been enjoying ourselves or simply were, but now we're not. For whatever reason it is time to find your life purpose. It is never, ever, ever too late to find your life purpose. And so I want to talk about some of the important tips, because as we've been discussing here, it's very important to ask yourself certain types of questions that can illuminate what's going on inside of us. What are our real desires inside of us? And the place we need to look at those desires, those questions, very important. That's not talked about often enough out there, is the viewpoint you must have so you can look at it from a detached point of view, so that in fact you can be honest and real and authentic with yourself. And so, of course, your life purpose has to do with your talents, has to do with your values in life. Those are very important keys. We bring that all together, and there are a number of questions that go along with discovering this. And some of those questions, too, are very important. Michael had mentioned a few of those. One of the also pieces to the puzzle, which is when you're in that space and you're asking yourself those questions, is you need to remember when you last felt empowered. When was it that you felt hope? I want you all to take a moment and think back when you felt hopeful, when you really felt empowered, you felt good, you felt alive. Those are the moments. You need to go back and take a look at those moments in your memory. They exist. They're not gone. They're always in your memory. And take a look at what you were doing, why you felt that way, and reestablish the connection with that feeling, because it reminds you that you indeed can feel very empowered. You can feel very hopeful. And as you grow, those feelings become more intense. And that's what you want. So that's what you need to take a look at, is always familiarize yourself with what did happen in that space of feeling those very alive feelings, and then take them into the moment that when you're asking yourself these questions about what are your talents, what do you value, who around you, what would they say about you in terms of what your talents and what do you value, how would they describe you? And really important, what do you wish to accomplish? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? And very important, how will you know when you're living your life purpose? How do you quantify when you start experiencing your life purpose? Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Exactly right. It's one of those things where you have to, the tendency we all have is to get really emotional about these kinds of things, because we have these strong feelings about, I'm not living my life purpose. What is my life purpose? How do I get to my life purpose? And there's nothing wrong with that, but you've got to get, as you call it, the four corners. You've got to get into that objective space where you can really look at these things objectively and then start, eliminating the things that don't serve you and just letting them go. And I just think that that is such a key component to this whole process.
Right, right. And a really great way to also, if you find difficulty, which you shouldn't, because you have the ability right now to get yourself into the four corner state. You have the ability to sit yourself down, quiet your environment, close your eyes, and simply take your attention, which you have the power over, and move it to the north, south, east, west corners outside of yourself, looking in at yourself. You have the ability to do that. Everybody does. Sometimes it helps in a meditative practice to do that a little bit with a couple of people, where you have one person maybe guiding you outside of yourself. Sometimes that's quite helpful too, and very simple to do, but can be very, very powerful. And one very important question, of course, is because with all of these questions, you're looking for the common themes to emerge. Again, what have you been interested in your life in the past that lasted for more than 5 years? We talked about this when you're looking for a particular goal in your life. That's also very, very important. But here's something, two important keys I want to make sure everybody thinks about. First off is, think about preparing a mission statement for your life. Mission statement, I know everybody knows what that is, which is, you know, you've dealt with it probably more so in the business world, in your employment world, than you have in your personal life. But I'm going to call it a mission statement because it's really still what it is. It is about you defining in a short paragraph what your life is about. And when you write that down, you're going to make many versions of it. You have to write it down, put it aside, but put it where you can see it, and essentially you're seeing if it fits, and have it out for a few days. You're going to notice if it doesn't fit, if you're not drawn to it, if you're not getting those excitement, that real fully alive feeling when you read it, then it doesn't fit and you need to revise it. But if you work on doing that over a couple of weeks, possibly three, you're really going to pinpoint where a fantastic starting point is for you right now. And again, it does not matter how old you are. It does not matter. That is critical. And sometimes it's about starting the statement out by, my purpose for being on this earth is... maybe it's about to remember, what my purpose is to remember where I've been and where I am going, and, or something just to write it down, whatever comes out of you. There are no wrong answers. There are absolutely no wrong answers. And here's, one final thing I really want to make sure everybody thinks about, because it's extremely important, which is, are you waiting for the world to make you happy, or are you going to design your own purpose and mission in life to make yourself happy? You really need to think about making yourself happy. You're going to find that the world can't do that. We try, the media tries, all of the people around, all the entertainment tries very hard to make you happy. You see it and you almost believe that they can, but they can't. It's got to come from you. You are the only one that can make yourself in that space of authenticity, where you are your most happiest and fulfilled. You are the one that can do that for yourself, but you have to decide. So I want to really thank you, Michael, so much for having this dialogue with me today. I really appreciate your time. I just love talking to you, of course.
You're so welcome, as usual.
And I also want to say, next week we're going to talk about the wonder of aging. I've got author Michael Gurian here with his new book, The Wonder of Aging. It's very, very exciting. Thank you so much, everybody. You can see me here Wednesdays, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I hope everyone has a fantastic week, and certainly email us if you have any questions. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.